A controversial idea to swap land between the Interior Native Regional Corporation Doyon Limited and the federal government is unlikely to move forward. The environmental impact statement released by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service today recommends against the exchange. The proposal was to swap 110,000 acres of the Yukon Flats National Wildlife Refuge that were believed to contain oil and gas prospects for a minimum of 150,000 acres of Doyon land, including land the corporation owns that lies within the boundaries of the refuge. Doyon also wanted rights to develop oil and gas on another 97,000 acres adjacent to the refuge. Fish and Wildlife spokesman Bruce Woods says the no-swap preferred alternative was a direct result of geologic research through the EIS process.
Both in response to or in investigation of substantive comments from the public and in other research that was part of the EIS process, it led us to this decision.
Wood says the public input was extensive.
There were more than 100,000 public comments that came in, which is, you know, a pretty big number for the service up here in Alaska. I think the only thing we've done since I've been here that got more public response was the polar bear listing.
Wood says most comments were in opposition to the exchange because of concerns over impacts to subsistence resources. Doyon Vice President for Lands and Natural Resources Jim Murray says after the U.S. Geological Survey work, the corporation was surprised to learn that the land proposed for the swap may not hold as much promise as land Doyon now owns. He says the preferred alternative proposed is not a disappointment.
I think had they moved towards a decision for one of the exchange alternatives, given all the changes to the fundamentals of why we went into this in the first place, I think we would have struggled to go forward.
Murray says it's not likely that a different land swap will be proposed.
What we see now is several new substantial prospects on Doyon lands that we own today, including lands that are only 30 miles from the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System. And we believe that some of the work that the USGS has done has actually downgraded some of the federal prospects that we were interested in acquiring.
Murray says there is potential near Birch Creek, Stevens Village, and Beaver.
Our intention right now is to focus on developing our own lands in the Yukon Flats in close coordination with communities there that have expressed strong interest in working with us.
Murray says Doyon is in discussions with oil and gas industry officials, but he declined to say which companies they were working with. The Athabascan village of Birch Creek is the closest community to the proposed swap area, about 200 miles north of Fairbanks. Village Chief Operating Officer Angela Ludwig says the village has 200 tribal members, but only about 30 people live there currently because there is no work. She says they overwhelmingly support oil and gas development, and although they were a bit disappointed in the decision against the swap, they're excited about the future prospects for Doyon and Birch Creek corporate land development.
We strongly believe that the native lands can be used for both traditional uses and economic development. We think the technology is good enough and that we'd be involved enough that we would play a strong role in seeing that happen.
The final environmental impact statement will likely be published in December, with a final record of decision coming 30 days later.